Hungry remains.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
And experiment with damaging or severing certain parts of the brain.
Are you there, Shelley?
The subterranean home of a secret society. American
Good morning and welcome to New Age Guild Radio. Trying to get Shelly on the phone. Shelly, are you there?
But it has an incredible history of glamour, celebrity, scandal, and poetry.
Good morning. Are
Hello?
You there, Shelly? There you are. You're on the air. You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Everybody can hear you. You're on the air.
Oh, okay.
You're ready to go.
Okay. Hi. This is Shelley Hoffer, and I am a clairvoyant, tarot reader, medium, pet psychic, and I also specialize in aura readings. And I'm able to, and although you're not in front of me, I psychically can feel the colors of your aura, and I can see the colors of your aura from my third eye chakra. You know, that the third eye chakra is the vision, the chakra that is where we get clairvoyant visions, where we get colors and pictures and images, and this is how a clairvoyant is able to pick up information. Your aura is an illumination from your soul that's composed of seven levers of consciousness that appear as subtle energy layers around your body. There's seven of them. And they are connected to your chakras, our body's energy centers of wisdom. And chakras influence your aura, our energy field. And they communicate information outwardly for radiating colors, and if you were in front of me, I would be able to see the colors around the crown of your head, but I can see it with my third eye. These colors can be seen around the body and the crown of your head, like the halo indicated on angels and saints. And the colors of your aura can communicate different aspects of your being. Colors will have great influence on how you feel because they affect your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual states of being. And colors have different meanings, and there are colors such as blue, white, purple, violet, gold, and silver, yellow, that connect you to the spiritual side of your nature. And there are colors such as blue, pink, and red that will connect you to the emotional side of your nature. And the colors of green and brown connect you to the physical side of your nature. Yellow can also connect you to the mental state of your nature. So I'm ready to take calls, and today I'm going to be giving you information about the personal colors in your aura. Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is Kimberly Ford from Georgia.
Oh, hello. Hello, Kimberly. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, Kimberly, for calling. Good to hear from you. How have you been, Kimberly?
Good. Good. I've been good.
And Kimberly, what is your psychic question today?
Well, it's about writing. I started writing a story a long time ago, maybe about 5 to 7 years ago, and then I started on a children's book. I stopped, and I've been writing poetry, but I stopped, and now I'm journaling. And I'm just wondering, how do I need to proceed with my writing?
Well, it's interesting because I'm picking up the color blue, and blue is creativity. It's creativity, and you are very creative, and I feel that you need to, you have a lot of ideas for other writing projects other than the children's book. You know, there's other ideas you have for books, and I would start by writing down all your ideas that you have, because yellow is kind of a mental color, and you have yellow around you, and it's also yellow is also a connection to the spiritual side of your nature. It's kind of a duality color, and so I feel with those colors, yellow and blue, that you need to be, you know, writing down your ideas and writing down a format for your children's book. How do you want the format of the book to be? How is the beginning of the story, the middle of the story, the end of the story? What information are you wanting to share? Are you wanting to share in this book? So you need to kind of write a format of the book, of the kind of information that the book is going to attain. And then you need to find at least an hour or two, 1 or 2 hours a day, you know, maybe 1 hour, you know, you don't have to do both the 2 hours at the same time. You could do an hour here and an hour there. But you need to set some time around. You need to set time up to start working on the book, you know, because I think that this would be a good time for you to start working on your book, to go back to your book, your children's book, and start writing it. You know, do a format, write down your ideas that you have for other creative projects, and that will help you to write the book. So I do think you'll get the book. If you start writing the book now, by the time we get to August, September, or October, the book will be half finished. You know, the book will be half finished. Also, you know, this might be a good time to look around for publishers. You know, so that's why you have to have a format of your story, because you have to submit that to the outline to the publishers. And you might want to go on Google and search for publishers who specialize in children's books. I feel that you're going to be getting a publisher from the East Coast, you know, finding a publisher from the East Coast that does specialize in children's books and have a lot of successful authors that are signed up with their publishing company. You know, they have a lot of children's books, and about three or five of their authors are very successful. And it's good to do a publishing company. I mean, you can self-publish, but the advantage of a publishing company is that they have more resource to market the book, you know, to get your book out there, to market it, to get your book in stores, to market it, to set up book fairs where you could go and promote your book, to set up events at bookstores where you could go and do a reading of your book. They have more marketing resources. If you do self-publishing, which you can, you have to do the marketing yourself. You have to find out where the book fairs are. You know, you have to contact stores to get your books in the stores, you know, and to do book signings. You have to do all that yourself. So a publishing company can market you. And I think that as we get into August, September, October, that the book will be half finished if you start it now.
Okay. Do you see me writing any other types of books besides children? I think you told me that I'd probably be writing more than...
I feel in addition to writing children's books that you're going to write, you're going to be a published author, Kimberly, and I feel that you're going to be also writing novels. You know, writing stories, novels.
Okay.
I see you writing like a love story. I see you writing children's book, but I also see you writing a love story. I feel you'll be known for children's books, but you also will be an author who writes stories.
Okay.
So, yes, I do feel you'll be writing other stories, Kimberly.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let you know, Kimberly, I have a special on my psychic readings, 45 minutes for $20 and 60 minutes for $60. So if you're interested in the special, then contact me at 818-744-5241. And
I
was
sure
really
will.
Nice to hear. What, dear?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I said I sure will. I've had a reading with you before, and it was awesome. So I'll be taking advantage of that special. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too, Kimberly. I'm now ready to take the next caller. Hello, next caller.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Shelley.
Hi, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Yeah, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay from Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jay. And Jay, how can I help you today?
Just wondering why, I don't know if you can answer a medical question or why I'm losing, well, if you can do that or something else. Can you answer that, or should I just pursue something else?
Well, we have to be careful with medical questions. I could look at your aura, scan your aura field, and indicate
that?
What area of your body may be having problems, but I'm not allowed to diagnose you. But
yes,
I can scan your body to see where you're having problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling, you know, I'm seeing like the back, the lower back. I'm seeing the ankles and legs. I'm also seeing the stomach area. Have you had some problems with your stomach?
And I just feel hungry all the time.
You feel hungry all the time?
Yeah.
All right, because I'm picking up something with the stomach, and that may be why you're feeling hungry all the time. It's like, it's like the food, the stomach is the digestive system that assimilates and digests your food, and it seems like not all the food is getting digested.
Okay.
I don't pick up anything, any major difficulty with the stomach. I just feel that the digestion might be sluggish.
Okay.
And that you're needing more nutrients, and it might be good to maybe have a protein drink a couple times a day to supplement your diet, which is protein powder, yogurt, any kind of flavored yogurt you want, fruit, bananas, nuts, a little bit of honey, because it seems like, you know, the food is not getting absorbed into your system, and maybe having, you know, some soup or some protein drinks or some liquid food, that would be easier to digest.
Right. Okay.
And I feel it's been going on for a while, so you might want to check with a medical doctor. But I don't think it's anything major. I think it could be treated, and I think it's just that your digestion is sluggish.
Okay.
But other than your digestion, I mean, your heart's good, your lung's good. Does sometimes, if you sit too long or stand too long, does sometimes, Jay, your lower back bother you? Because you have a lot of red in your aura, and red is a color that usually indicates health conditions. And red can also be, you know, not only a color that indicates health conditions, but, you know, it could be like a little bit of soreness or pain. Is your have you had some difficulties with your lower back?
Yeah, well back, but not right now. I don't feel like it, so. But
you have had some in the past?
Yes, I have, yeah.
All right. I'm glad your back is good right now, but that's an area of the body I'm picking up that's kind of sensitive. So when you're sitting down, you should have, you know, you should have a pillow to protect your back. Don't sit in a chair without having a pillow on your back.
Okay.
You know, at nighttime, if you lay on your side, put a pillow and back of your back, you know, to give your back support, and then put a pillow in between your legs. I feel your back needs support because your back is a sensitive area. And I'm not indicating you're going to have back problems. I'm just indicating I'm picking, scanning your body, and I'm picking up the back as a sensitive area. So you need to, you know, keep your back prompt. And if you're try to sit on an armchair, you know, a chair that's soft. But if you have, if you're sitting at the kitchen table, which is a wood or plastic chair, then you definitely need a pillow in your back. And I'm also a medical intuitive, and I'm having a special on readings, $20 for 45 minutes and $50 for an hour. And as a medical intuitive, I would scan your whole body and tell you what conditions you have and give you some meditations, healing meditations that you could do that would help you. So if you're interested, just call me at 818-744-5241. And thank you for calling the Psychic Horizon Show, Jay. And not the Psychic Horizon Show. So that's my, that was my old radio show. Thank you for calling the Spirit Talk Radio.
Okay, thanks so much. Thanks for the opportunity and doing the reading. Yeah. Take care of your health and blessings to you. Be safe.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm now ready for my next caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Shelly. And who is this?
Hi, Shelly. This is Tamika.
Oh, hi, Tamika. It's so nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling the show. I really appreciate your support. You know, thank you for calling the show. Yes, you used
thank
to call
you.
My old show. Thank you, Tamika. And Tamika, how can I help you?
I wanted to ask, I wanted to ask a question about work. I don't know if I should be worried or not. Next week we're going to be working from home and also some days at work because I work in a medical facility, so they finally implemented that. And I just feel like the people that I work with, like, they don't really care for me. And then I spoke to my boss Monday, and she said that she got, like, she's not there right now because she's sick at home, but she's saying that she heard some complaints about me. And I'm like, I'm the quietest person. I hardly talk to them, and I really don't cause problems with them. I talk to them. I'm nice to everyone. So I was kind of surprised about that. So I'm just wondering, in the long run, do you see me being able to stay there, and am I safe, or am I going to get let go of something or leave, or is something going to happen?
Tanika, I'm seeing red, I'm seeing purple, and I'm seeing yellow. And I'm seeing green. And green is the color for prosperity and money. And yellow has to do with kind of your wisdom. You know, so I'm feeling that you have a lot of, you're very knowledgeable about your job. You know, you have a lot of knowledge, and I feel that you are with the purple. That's kind of your spirit guides, connecting to your spirit guides, because that's a purple is a spiritual color, which deals with the psychic, and it's the psychic and spiritual color of your aura, and it indicates that you're connected to your higher spiritual nature. So I feel that you need to, you know, connect with your guides on this matter, that you need to meditate and connect with your guides. But I did pick up a long time ago that I didn't see you staying on the job. I think that sometime in the next 2 or 3 months that you are going to be getting another job, you know, a new job. Because I just feel the people there, you know, you're a nice person, you are very good to everybody, but, you know, it's like they're picking on you, you know. Sometimes it's hard to work in the business world, you know, because people get jealous. And I think you have jealousy, Tanika, and I think that's why you're having problems with these people, that they're jealous. is, you know, because you're very good at your job. You're excellent at your job. And I feel that this is a good time, you know, for you to put together your resume and to go online and post your resume on monsters.com and Indeed, you know, to post your resume. I think that you can't physically look for a job right now because of the Corona academic, but I would highly recommend that after the Corona academic is over, go ahead and post your resume. Go ahead and find some recruiters, some job recruiters that you could sign up with, their agency. Submit your resume to them. You know, kind of prepare for looking for a new job. I really think you haven't been happy at this job, you know, and, you know, that you're not happy at this job and that you would be better off at a new job because I just, you know, unfortunately, Tanika, I like to keep things positive, but I really honestly, dear, don't see things that are going to get any better because you have a lot of jealousy around you. So what I feel that you need to do is, you know, contact recruiters, you know, go call employment agencies because they have recruiters there that find you permanent job placement, not temp jobs. And contact recruiters and get your resume together and start looking because I just don't think it's going to get any better there. And unfortunately, the manager is not asking you if there's any problem. You know, she's just, you know, assuming that they're telling the truth about you. She didn't, you know, give you an opportunity to defend yourself, you know, to tell her what's going on. And so you might want to go to write an email to your manager and also forward the e-manager to Human Resources. Write her a letter, but the letter should be for the email should be forwarded to Human Resources, and tell her in the letter, you know, that she didn't give you an opportunity to tell you what was going on, and stand, you know, and tell her what's going on. Tell her the problems that you're having with the coworkers, that you're nice to everybody, and the problems that you're having, and that you would like for them to investigate. Not to just take their word that you're doing something wrong, but that you would like to have a mediation. Say that you want a mediation. A mediation would be where the management is there, you are there, your coworkers are there. I don't think you could have a lawyer if you want, but I don't think you really need a lawyer. And tell them that you want a mediation, you want to talk, you want to have a mediation, and tell them your side of the story. I think you need to take a stand for yourself. I think you're an excellent worker. I think any company would be lucky to have you. And I do feel you'll get a job in the medical field, you know, that you will get another job. I see a job in the medical field. I'm seeing a pink, which could indicate that, and I'm picking up the pink as meeting children, that you're going to work in the medical field, but you're going to be working with children. You're going to be working with kids. That is my advice to you, Tanika, because you're a good person. You don't deserve what's going on with you, and they're just jealous of you because you're good.
You know, I just started this job in November, and I tried to explain to my manager about them, how they act towards me, and then we even sat down with one of the older women, the manager and, like, the manager of the whole site. And in our office, like, we tried to talk it out, and I just ended up looking back because they were like, you know, we never had this before. Because the people that have been working have been there for, like, 20, 30 years, so they know how to manipulate management. And if they don't like someone, they know how to, I guess, make them look bad by saying what they need to say and acting the way they need to act in front of management, but treating you and going and telling management certain things about you. So it's like I tried, and I ended up looking bad. And I felt comfortable going to my manager, and I thought I still did, just going to talk to her. But I just decided I'm just going to clam up and just put my head down and do my job. So that's why I was surprised that right now, while she's home, that she heard complaints about me. Because I've been, if anything, more quieter, because when I tried to speak up for myself, it just didn't, it didn't do anything. So I was surprised that she even, you know, like, that she was like, that she heard that. It's like, I feel like somebody's out to get me or someone, or they're out to get me. because if anything, I'm quieter now. And I, she was the only person that I trusted, you know, and I was hoping that she would kind of protect me from that and that the job would still be okay for me to stay there. I don't know if now she's not
I think
even.
I think because she's known the people longer than you. They have seniority. They've been there longer. She's listening to them because I feel that she's not really giving you a chance. So try to keep away from people. I mean, to communicate with them on a business level because you do have to work with them, but don't communicate with them on a personal level. Keep your distance from them. Keep away from them and only communicate with them if it's business and start to get your resume together and start to contact recruiters because you just had a bad experience here, but I really feel that within 3 or 4 months you're going to get a new job and you're going to be happy there. And keep in touch and listen to how you're doing, dear.
Okay.
And have a good day.
Thank you.
And now for my next caller.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
My name is Pat. From what I heard, are you no longer having the other show?
Let's not talk about that. No, I'm not. Pat, how can I help you?
I'm wondering if you can see what is ahead of me. Near future regarding health and mental health. I'm working really hard to get natural products to help myself, but I'm kind of stuck back and forth, doing well and then feeling like I'm not doing well. I'm kind of confused.
I'm picking up red, and red is a color that usually indicates the health condition. And I'm picking up brown, and brown is kind of an earth color, that has to do with the physical. So the red, is more emotional, so you are very upset over your health. And the red is very emotional, and the brown is kind of would be your physical condition, and the red would be your health. I'm also picking up yellow, which is interesting because you're concerned about your mental mentality. And yellow is a mental color, it feels like to me with health that have you been getting like headaches? Because I'm picking up the head. I'm picking up the throat being sore. I'm picking up headaches, and I'm picking up your stomach, and I'm picking up your the root chakra, and I feel there's blockage there. And what you need to do to unblock your chakras, which will help you to feel better, is to sit up in a chair with your hands upward, with your hands upward. And I feel that you need to bring the color green in from the crown of your head, and you need to bring it in for your third eye, and then you need to bring it into your throat chakra and into your heart and all the way down the chakra, starting with the crown chakra. Bring the color green into all of your chakras. Fill your chakras up with the color green. And when you get to the bottom of your feet, visualize that your feet, the roots at the bottom of your feet going into the earth, and bring the color green up. And you should do this about 3 times a day, because green is a healing color. Green is for healing. And, so to help to heal your body, because this is one of the most powerful healing colors, is green and blue, and you have a lot of green in your aura. So your body is trying to heal itself because you do have a lot of green in your aura, and this will also balance the chakras. But I'm picking up around the third eye chakra, around the head, on the crown. I'm picking up that. I'm picking up energy there. I'm picking up energy in the throat chakra, and I'm picking up energy around the stomach, and I'm picking up energy around the root chakra. So I would do this to help balance your chakras and for self-healing, you know, because it seems like, you know, I can't really go talk about it on the air, but there seems to be a lot of health conditions that are going on. And if you're interested in a medical intuitive reading, right now I'm having a special 45 minutes for $20 and 60 minutes for an hour. And you could reach me at 818-744-5241 if you would like a medical intuitive reading. And thank you for calling, Pat. I mean, Pam. Hello?
She's not speaking. I think she's on mute. Right now we don't have any callers. I will let you know as soon as the next caller is up in the chat room is up.
You know, we have to continue to talk about the aura.
Perfect.
As I said earlier, that the colors blue, white, purple, violet, gold, silver, yellow, these are spiritual colors, because the aura, we have the mental, we have the physical, we have the spiritual, and we have the emotional as sides of our nature, you know, states of our being, and the aura, and these colors have influence on all these states of our being. And the blue is a color that intuitive. It deals with our psychic intuition. It's where we get messages from guides and spirits. It's all forms of psychic communication. And if you're having a lot of stress or anxiety, blue is a good color for calming your mind. And you want to maybe get a turquoise crystal, any kind of blue crystal, for connecting to your intuition and calming your mind. And then, you know, the violet and purple that are often seen around highly gifted spiritual teachers, that are one of the most psychic and spiritual colors in the aura. So they indicate someone with strong psychic abilities and they're linked to the crown chakra, which is the seat of spiritual knowledge. And the violet and purple are often seen in the auras of mediums, and they connect us to our spirit guides and angels. And the blue is connected to the throat chakra, which is like all forms of psychic communication. And we also have, silver has to do with the astral, you know, the astral realm. We have an astral body. And when we dream, sometimes during our meditations, and sometimes meditation state, or when we're dreaming, we can leave our body. Our spirit, our soul can leave our body, and that's called astral projection. And silver is a color that indicates astral projection. And gold and yellow are kind of colors that are alike. So the silver connects you to the higher astral planes, and the gold also connects you to the spirits and angels. And the colors such as also blue, pink, and red can also connect you to your emotional side of the nature. You know, you've heard the term feeling blue. Pink is love, and pink and red are both the colors for attraction, and pink is love, and red is also kind of when you're ill, have an illness, could be good for giving you energy and vitality. And the green and brown are connected to the physical side of your nature. And brown, the color brown is often seen in the color of pets. You know, it deals with pets. You know, it deals with any kind of these physical needs that your pets have, your what your pets' needs are. So brown, it's an earth color. It represents our material needs. And like green, it can also indicate new growth. It's a very grounding color. And it's a feeling, it gives you a feeling of stability. And it's often seen in the color of pets, you know, because the pets, you know, are connected to the physical realm. They're also connected to the emotional realm because pets are very sensitive. And so green and brown are the physical side of our nature. And yellow is connected to the mental state of your mental. And it's also connected to the spiritual state of your spiritual nature. It's kind of like gold. They're both very highly connect you to angels and guides. They connect you to your higher self. And also, they contain, you know, these colors, they contain psychic information. And Angel, do we have any callers?
Yes, we just got a caller. I was just about to check in with you. So thank you for holding. You're on the air with Shelly. You're on the air.
Hi, Shelly. This is Kara.
And who am I speaking to?
Kara.
Carla?
Kara, C-A-R-A.
B-A-R-A?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, and how can I help you?
I want to see if you know, if you can say anything about my career coming up.
I pick up around your, for your career, I'm seeing orange, and I'm seeing green. And green is a color of abundance and prosperity. So with the green in your aura, that's kind of a color that attracts money. So it does look like that you are going to make a job change coming up in the next 3 to 5 months. And that green is going to attract money. And
okay.
And the orange is a color of self-confidence, and it's also a color that attracts creative ideas. It's a color of attraction. So it looks like that in the next 3 to 5 months, it may take a little while because of the coronavirus, but within the next 3 to 5 months, I actually feel with your career that you're going to be making a job change. And I feel that you have a lot of knowledge with yellow and your aura, yet you're very knowledgeable about your, that you've been in the same profession for a long time. You're very gifted. You know, you're not, have a lot of wisdom and knowledge about what you do. You're very good at working with people, because I feel your job involves working with people and networking with other people. And you have a lot of ideas. And I feel that in the workplace, you need to be, you know, open to sharing your ideas with management, because you're kind of a born leader. And if you're not doing a job that involves like a higher level position right now, management and being in a higher level of position, I'm kind of feeling that the job that's coming up is going to be either a management job or it's going to be a higher level job. That you have, you're going to be in a position of authority. You're going to be in a position of making decisions, and having people work under you. So you're really good with networking, and you're good with marketing. You're good with communicating, and you're good at expressing yourself. And so the job may involve some marketing, and it may also involve communication. And you're going to have a choice of staying in the field that you're in, or going into a new direction with your job, with your career. Because I feel that you're kind of, you know, wanting to do something else. You know, because with red, that's kind of like a little bit of a stress or anxiety over the job. And I'm kind of feeling you're wanting to do something else, if you've been doing the same thing for a long time. But I feel that there's something else that you really would like to do. that you're not doing right now that you really want to do. And so I think that you're going to make a go in a new direction with your job, that you may be getting into a different industry. You will have a job offer in your industry, but there's also a job offer in another industry, and it's something that you want to do. And so I think that even though you get a job offer in your industry, I think you're going in a different direction with your career. I think there's new beginnings with your career and that you're going to be doing something that you've always wanted to do. And I feel the job involves communicating, networking, and interacting with clients and customers. Are you in a client-based job now?
I work with people like everybody else, so, I mean.
But do you deal with clients or do you just deal with workers?
Yeah, clients.
Yeah, I feel clients. I mean, everybody deals with people in the workplace, you know, but not everybody has contact with clients. And some jobs, they don't have contact.
Oh, maybe like more of a client base, you're saying, like my own client base.
Yeah, clients. That's what the job is.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm working somewhere right now. It might shift.
Yeah, I feel that the job is going to be a client-based job, that you're going to be marketing that and helping clients with their, going to be a service. It doesn't feel like a product. It feels like more like a service type of business.
Yeah. And what do you see around my love life? Anything happening?
Well, you have a lot of red in the aura, and red is also the color of attraction. There has been somebody that you have had a relationship with, but it feels like the relationship has been kind of back and forth for a while. It seems like over a year there's been a relationship that was back and forth. And I feel that you're really kind of opening up your heart space to somebody new, that you care about the person you're with, but the relationship doesn't seem to be, he doesn't seem to be stepping up to the plate and taking the relationship to the next level.
Right.
Getting married, an engagement, a commitment, that he seems to be content with the relationship the way it is. And I don't think you're happy with the relationship that you want to get married, you know.
Yes.
And so I see coming up right around June, July, August, a new man. At that time, you're going to be making a decision about just whether or not to embark on a new love. I see new love in your future because red is attraction. I see a new relationship. And I feel that the man that you're going to meet, I would be open because I'm picking up for you a marriage in your future. I don't think that the one you're with now that they would be a marriage. But I think if you were to get involved with the new guy, that within 2 or 3 years you could get married.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because you really want to get married. You know, I feel you've been married before. You like marriage. You like having you want a long-term commitment. I feel that you have children in your life that, from marriage, and that you're very family-oriented. And so you need somebody, a man who is open to marriage, that is close to family, that is family-oriented, that is spiritual. And if you wanted more of an in-depth reading, I'm offering a special 45 minutes for $20 and 60 minutes for $50. And you could call me at 818-744-5241. And, if you want to take advantage of the special. And my website is I have a new website. It's Psychic Shelley, Shelley Hoffberg, H like in Harry, O like in Oscar, F like in Frank, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, G as in George, Shelley Hoffberg at Psychic Shelley Hoffer, dot com www.psychicshellyhopper.com. If you're going to do the hour reading, you would pay on my website. But if you want to do the $20 reading, then you would go to PayPal website. And because normally I charge $30, but I'm offering $20. So you would go to the PayPal website and put in my email, and then $20. You just go to tools, and on the top of the PayPal website.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, dear. Angel? Hello?
Hey, Shelley. I'm so glad I turned the computer on and I see you online here.
Oh, thank you. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
I'm the artist girl. Remember me? This is Eileen.
Oh, yes, I remember you, Eileen. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and you're talking about auras and color and the rainbow. But, I mean, that's all I heard. I didn't hear the rest of New Age Guild. Aura colors. That's so cool.
And how have you been, Eileen? How have you been feeling? I've been thinking about calling you to see how you're doing.
I'm doing excellent. I walked 5.5 miles this morning, and yesterday I bicycled 7. Every day I get out there in the world and in the air, and I'm on quiet streets in the back streets of my neighborhood this way and that way, and then I come home and I do creation. I work and I paint in my backyard, and I set it all up so that I can do that. You know, so that's how I'm sharing this joy that we have inside of ourselves with people.
Well, I think you do have a lot of blue and purples and golds in your aura. And blue is creativity. It's also intuition, so you're very intuitive. I think that your gift, you should give out your website before you get, your website so people can go and look at your paintings, because you're very gifted. And I think a lot of it comes from spirit. I think that your spirit guides and angels channel the art through you, that it's more like channel art, that you get the ideas, but I think the ideas for your art and for the paintings are coming from, spirit.
I agree with you.
That you're working on some new paintings, been some change in your style. Yes.
Yes, I'm, wait, what was the last part about changing my style a little? Or enhancing it.
There's been some change in your style of painting. You know, it seems like that you're doing something new with your painting. That they're new paintings, and there's something, and they're different than the other paintings. That they're very different. That it's a different style. That it's different, and that you seem to be getting a lot of creative ideas, and coming up with a new style, and kind of expanding your paintings, and taking and painting new things.
I had a vision this morning when I was laying in bed that they told me they want me to paint where I have more space on the canvas. And the one that I'm finishing up, I have to go and just draw one or two lines into it, is a jungle scene overlooking the ocean with all the depths and layers of the water. And as we know, what's happening on the planet is the Earth is rejoicing, right, with her time away from humanity right now. So the birds are flocking everywhere in my yard, and the sky is clearing in so many places, and the water is not being polluted by motorboats and cruise ships and suntan lotion. So everything is getting a time now to be able to breathe better.
Yeah, to be able to breathe and to heal.
Yeah. The artwork, I'm doing oil paintings now, where I was doing tons and tons of drawing on and watercolor on my paper. But now I'm being guided to do these big canvases, which I really love doing.
I think the big canvases are nice. I think people like that.
Well, I'm just waiting for this whole period of time when I'll be able to get back into putting them in galleries or in art festivals. Because like right now where I live, it's summertime is approaching for everybody, but it's going to be too hot and tropical here, so we don't have shows until next winter. So I'm kind of in the phases of now building a portfolio again. And I wanted to send you a picture of this canvas. So what's your best email, Shelley?
My email is Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, H like in Harry, O like in Oscar, F like in Frank, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, G as in George, ShelleyHawberg@gmail.com. I'd love to see your new artwork. And
okay.
I do think that you are going to be doing some art shows in the summer. You know, I think maybe by then the coronavirus would have cleared up. I don't see it. I see you traveling to do the art shows. So I see you going to a climate where it's not as hot, because I feel you're in Florida. So I see you going to a client that's not as hot. I see you traveling, and I see you having an opportunity to do art shows and to travel to do the art shows. So I do think in the summertime, probably would be towards the mid or late summer, that you will be doing some art shows.
Well, that would be interesting. And somebody, it would be through a festival, an outdoor festival, or would it be in a gallery?
I see a festival. I see like a big festival.
Huh.
And I think it's somewhere in the South, you know, that it's in the South and they have a festival every year. So you should go on Google and look up art festivals and just put art festivals, and they'll bring up all the art festivals for all the states.
Yeah.
And I think that there'll be like a gallery, like an art gallery that your paintings will be in. The art gallery will probably be more toward, I think you're going to be doing a lot of festivals. The art gallery will probably be more towards the fall because I see it in New York.
Oh, that'll be cool. Okay, because everybody always is telling me New York, New York, but nothing has come through for me to get me up there yet.
Something's going to come through. You're going to be finding a high-end gallery in New York, and you just need to look on Google. You know, you need to start. So this is a good time to submit your artwork, to contact galleries, to contact festivals, and to submit your artwork, because you're going to get some shows, because you are very gifted.
Thank you. Yeah. Right. Normally, I don't do shows in the summer because of the weather. It could be raining, and then you get rained out. Outdoor shows don't work very well here. They might work in New York State or in Arizona or California or something across, but not Florida, because we have these tropical weather and storms that could come through. And then a lot of people leave Florida in the summer and go to their second home up north.
Oh,
you know
I
mean?
See. I think it could be in Arizona or California, but I definitely see something in New York. But the New York one seems to be coming up in the fall.
In the fall. Well, we'll see how something approaches me, or maybe I'll meet somebody that says, oh, I love your work. Because I get a lot of emails from various peoples around the United States who want my artwork. And lately I've been selling a lot of my jigsaw puzzles that I have on my website.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Yes.
Yeah. So all of that's working. But I look forward to showing you this picture. It's called Sunshine Everywhere.
I look forward to seeing it, yes.
Very cool. All right. I don't want to take up any more of your time unless you have something else to share.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I'm having a special right now, 45 minutes for $20 and an hour for $50 if you're interested in getting more of an in-depth reading. But I think I feel really good about your art. I think you're going to be doing a lot of shows. I think you have a new style. I'm seeing nature, a lot of nature pictures. And I'm seeing parrots. Have you painted parrots, something tropical with parrots?
That's what I just finished doing. I just put these two red-headed Amazonian parrots into this jungle painting with philodendrons climbing up the wall, up the trees, and these other butterfly flowers on the bottom, and orchids are in there, and crotons, and then the ocean and the landscape. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm here to help Mother Earth be revealed to the humanity on the planet. That's what I do. I paint the Garden of Eden.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Well, it was so good to hear from you.
Thank you. Me too to you. I will. I will keep in touch with you, and I'll share my pictures with you through your email.
I would love that. Yeah.
Good. And happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, and so thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll let you know how it unfolds with the art shows. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Bye.
And have a good day.
You too.
Do we have any more callers? No callers holding, and no new callers holding, but you only have 4.5 minutes left. So I thought it'd be great time for you to kind of finish up your talk and leave us with, leave your listeners with what there is you need them to hold on to here on Easter Sunday.
All right. Well, I want to tell them what to do and how to read your aura by seeing. And you first ground yourself by putting the white light of protection around you. You want to sit up, you want to have a background that's white, so maybe put a sheet on the wall if you don't have a white wall. And you want to sit up with your hands up, facing up. And you want to look at the crown of your head and above your shoulder. Let me give you the one for feeling. I'm sorry. Because, you know, the one for feeling is you ground yourself and you feel the colors of your aura, scan your aura field from the crown to the root. So use a quartz crystal, any kind of crystal that you have. Or if you don't have a crystal, use your hand and just take starting from the crown, your crown chakra, feel the energy. Just scan means you feel the energy of each chakra, and you notice what feelings that you're getting. And you want to have a journal or a tablet to write down your feelings as you're feeling each of the chakras, the aura and limited colors are connected to the chakras. And you want to ask your guides and angels what they mean. And I want to thank, I did a lot of marketing and promoting for the show. And I'm really glad that the people that I, from my old show, connected with me on this show. And you could always go to my, and I just want to thank everybody, the people that from the past and the new person, Jay, who are guests on the show. I want to thank Angel for having me on the show. And I'm going to be back next Sunday, which is April 19th at 10 a.m., and I'm going to be talking about meditation, because meditation is the key to self-realization and for developing your psychic abilities. So have a good Easter, Angel, and thank everybody for participating in the show.
You as well. Have a fantastic day. God bless you, and everybody have a wonderful Easter Sunday.
You're welcome.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending